This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A major quake that hit central Japan on New Year's Day has caused extensive damage with numerous casualties, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Tuesday. Quote, very extensive damage has been confirmed, including numerous casualties, building collapses, and fires, he told reporters, describing a race against time to rescue victims. An eyewitness captured people watching as a shrine shook during a powerful earthquake in central Japan on Monday. The footage showed people gathered outside the shrine as it creaked and surrounding trees swayed. Israel is withdrawing some of its forces from Gaza to shift to more targeted operations against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, an official said on Monday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The war in Gaza has reduced much of the territory to rubble and plunged its 2.3 million people into a humanitarian disaster. Palestinian health authorities say around 22,000 people have been killed. At Palestinian tent camp in Rafah on New Year's Eve, children played in the sand while they focused on their survival. This 11-year-old girl said her wish for 2024 was not to die. Nearby at the Rafah Zoo, displaced people camped out between cages holding starving animals. Some of the families sheltering here say they cannot afford food themselves.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier strike group is heading home after months of extra duty at sea providing protection for Israel. The U.S. Navy announced Monday the Ford and its accompanying warships will be replaced by the amphibious assault ship, the USS Bataan, and its two accompanying warships. The three vessels had been in the Red Sea. This is VOA News. Israel's Supreme Court on Monday struck down a highly disputed law passed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing government. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral has more.
The law was part of a broader judicial overhaul proposed by Netanyahu and his coalition of religious and nationalist partners. It sparked months of nationwide protests and caused a deep rift in Israel and concern over the country's democratic principles among Western allies. The law took away the court's ability to void such decisions that it deemed unreasonable. 8 of the 15 justices ruled to nullify this law, which the court said, quote, causes severe and unprecedented harm to the core characteristics of Israel as a democratic state.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. A mother from the U.S. state of Colorado, suspected of killing two of her young children and injuring a third, has made an initial court appearance in London. Kimberly Singler was held after her initial appearance on Monday. She has a January 29th hearing scheduled on whether she should be extradited to the United States to face two counts of first-degree murder and other charges. The 35-year-old disappeared as Colorado police prepared to arrest her. The first day of the new year started with polar plunges around the country for many, the country being the U.S. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York City.
Here in Brooklyn's Coney Island, organizers say thousands of people signed up for the annual polar plunge in the Atlantic Ocean, celebrating 121 years. The beach is packed. The water is a frigid 45 degrees, give or take. The one saving grace, the sun has been poking out of the clouds. Having gone in myself, I can tell you this is a freezing but refreshing and fun event. Many are wearing nothing but bathing suits to take the plunge, but telling me it's a great way to start the new year off on a positive note. And this polar plunge is also a fundraiser for a few charitable causes. In Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
Kenyan police have recovered the body of a man believed to have been attacked and killed by a lion while riding a motorcycle near a national reserve in the south of the country. Police were notified by community members of an abandoned motorcycle along a road near a forested area. A police report Monday says officers saw lion footprints that led them from the motorcycle to a thicket where they found the remains of an unknown man. The lion population was declining in Kenya just over a decade ago, primarily due to human-wildlife conflict. A more recent survey found the number of lions is now increasing. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.